You're listening to the show on KJZZ. I'm Lauren Gilger, along with Mark Brody and Steve Goldstein.
As more Americans are in worse shape, it's getting more difficult to recruit physically fit people for the Army. And once soldiers actually enlist, they're not necessarily exempt from their own fitness challenges. As of last year, 5% of soldiers failed the Army physical fitness test, and clinical obesity is growing. So what is the branch doing to lessen the problem? With me to talk about that is Michael McGurk. He's Director of Research and Analysis for the U.S. Army Center for Initial Military Training. Michael, has the challenge to find fit people to join the Army increased?
Well, it's been a slight challenge for us, but recruiting in general is a challenge for us during times of economic success in the country, which is certainly what we all hope for. But as youth have many opportunities, finding qualified youth that want to join the military can present a little bit of a challenge. When you add on top of that a decline in their readiness to join the military, their qualifications to join the military, it just makes us work that much harder.
So tell me what the APFT is and what the standards are for it now. What's expected of people who join? What are they expected to be able to do from a fitness standpoint?
Okay, so the Army Physical Readiness Test, or the Army Physical Fitness Test, is a test that you take at the end of basic training. And you take it at the end of basic training to determine if you're ready to go to our next step, which is your skill training. And at the end of your skill training, you take it again if you're ready to join the Army as a full-fledged soldier. That's probably not the best test to be talking about right now, because you don't have to pass that test until you finish your training. Where we've been concentrating our efforts is on a new test called the Occupational Physical Assessment Test, or OPAT, OPAT for short, is a test that you take to determine if you're fit enough to join the Army.
If you go to a personal trainer and you want to get better at golf, they try to have certain exercises that make it so you strengthen certain core muscles, maybe your shoulders, whatever it may be, to be better at that particular sport. Does that apply as well to the Army, knowing that there are certain responsibilities you have, and so there should be more of a focus on that? Am I on the right track?
You are the right track in general. So you have to understand that in the Army, we have a wide variety of jobs. I believe we have 186 different jobs, plus or minus. But what's common to all of them is there's certain tasks that you have to be able to do to be a soldier. So that's what's the difference between somebody who's a clerk in an office in a civilian setting and someone who's a clerk in an office in the Army setting. Because the Army person's a soldier, and we have requirements of soldiers that you typically wouldn't have in civilian life. And so those are, as you can guess, probably combat related. So we have a number of skills and tests that we have to see if you can do those combat related things. And it's the very general fitness that everyone's aware with. It's upper and lower body strength, it's muscular endurance, and it's aerobic fitness. So certainly training for those is very common and very well known, and your physical trainer could put you on the road towards success in those with a fair amount of success, I believe.
Based on the changes, more holistic approach that we've read about, is this a situation that you think could be ramped up rather quickly and could really make a positive difference rather quickly?
We think it could, and it was interesting today because I did a little bit of background stuff, pulled out some of my archives from 1958 from the military, saying that the problem with today's youth is that they have cars and they don't walk to school anymore, and they sit around watching TV, and they're not as fit as the youth of the past, and that's 1958. And then you have President Kennedy, President-elect Kennedy in 1960, said, you know, many of the routine physical activities which Americans took for granted are part of their life. Look at the packed parking lot of a high school, and it tells what happens to our traditional hike to school that help us build our bodies. Television sets, movies, and the myriad of conveniences and distractions of modern life all lure our young people away from strenuous physical activity. 1960.
Exercise on its own isn't enough, even for really fit soldiers. What about diet? What's being done, or what can be done, what should be done to modify what we're seeing young people eat and what we're seeing even soldiers eat?
So the Army is working on a new policy, a new doctrine, a new program called Holistic Health and Fitness. And that's where we recognized, I think better, that all these things are interrelated. That you just can't work on one thing. So, for example, physical fitness, your physical capabilities, that's one thing that we have to concentrate on. But you also have to look at diet. So, you know, if your car's a machine, the fuel that you put in the machine, you know, makes a difference to how well it performs, obviously. And not only to how well you perform, but it makes a difference to your long-term health. And we're concerned about both your short and long-term health because both of them have cost to us. In addition to that, something as simple as sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, you're not giving your body time to repair itself, you're not giving your mind time to relax, and you don't make decisions as well, and you don't perform as well. It used to be that you joined the military to get in shape, and we've kind of turned that around, and we've said that you need to get in shape to join the military, and that's a bit of a change. And the other thing about our new program is that it's gender neutral, because it's not about what you can do, it's about what the Army needs you to do. And our test that we take is very simple. The test can be given at almost any recruiting station. It's simply a deadlift, it's a medicine ball throw, a standing long jump, and a shuttle run.
Can you explain a little bit more about how those were designated as what would be the best things to focus on?
Sure. I mean, it wasn't a simple process. It's simple when you get the answer at the end, but getting the answer is a bit of a challenge. So what we did is we took all the jobs that exist in the Army. Then we took people from those jobs and said, what's the most physically demanding thing you do in your job? If you were to go to combat, what's the hardest thing that you have to do? So then we compiled a list of all the very hard things you have to do, be it evacuate a casualty, change a tire on a vehicle, move under enemy fire, dig a foxhole, throw a hand grenade, lots of very physical, strenuous tasks. And then we took that and we tested males and females on those to determine their physical capabilities to do them, to make sure that people actually could do these tasks they said that they had to do. And then we broke those down through a series of testing events to what the muscle groups are that allow you to do those tasks. Then that was further broken down to what physical exercises there are in the civilian world that exercise those same muscles. And then that's how the test was developed off that research. It was about a 3-year project.
Michael McGurk is Director of Research and Analysis for the U.S. Army Center for Initial Military Training.